Jason, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The U.S. Senate has once again averted a partial government shutdown. Details from CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
75-22 is about as big a margin as they can find. What they've done is funded part of the government, energy programs, agriculture programs, military construction programs through September 30th. This is small ball, only for a few more months, but they've set the table to handle the rest of government spending later this month.
Fresh off his State of the Union address, President Biden hits the road to sell his vision for the next 4 years. CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
In his first rally after his State of the Union address, President Biden remained focused on former President Donald Trump as he prepares for a rematch.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take away our freedoms. That's not an exaggeration. Well, guess what? We will not let him.
The president campaigned in Pennsylvania Friday, one of the several battleground states that could determine the November election. Earlier, he was asked whether he would debate Trump, who is likely to clinch the GOP nomination.
It depends on his behavior.
Both the current and former president will hold dueling rallies in Georgia tomorrow. That battleground state holds its primary on Tuesday. The U.S. and other countries have been delivering food into the Gaza Strip, where the U.N. says more than 500,000 people are on the brink of starvation. CBS's Remy Innocencio embedded with U.S. troops in Amman, Jordan.
Aid agencies estimate about 300,000 people are still living in the war-ravaged wasteland of northern Gaza, with hundreds of thousands more on the brink of famine. In addition to the U.S. today, military cargo jets from Jordan, Egypt, France, the Netherlands, and Belgium flew airdrop missions. But one parachute that failed to deploy overshadowed all the good intent. Its connected package hurtled to the ground, injuring at least 11 people and killing five. Among them, 9-year-old Mohanad Mikdad.
Checking in on Ukraine, Russia forces are on the move tonight, launching attacks on five different areas in the east. With more military aid from the U.S. stalled, Ukrainian troops are now struggling to hold the line. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from the front lines on how the heavy equipment Ukraine does have is still making a difference.
For the paratroopers of Ukraine's 80th Air Assault Brigade, these U.S.-supplied Stryker infantry vehicles have been lifesavers. Literally. Getting reinforcements into the fight or pulling them out of trouble in a hurry.
They're very effective, very fast at getting soldiers from one part of the battlefield to another and providing protection.
Stocks close lower on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
The outdoor season is almost upon us, and adventure is waiting. So let Prosser's Premium RV LA take care of all your RV needs, with 114 units on sale and unbeatable prices. And if you missed them at the Milwaukee RV Show, don't worry, the sale continues through Saturday. From travel trailers to folding campers, teardrops to motorhomes, fifth wheels to truck campers, Prosser's has you covered, and with easy financing too. Head to 13815 Letzbier Road in Sturtevant, or log on to theprosserrv.com and kickstart the season today.
Is underway for all intents and purposes. Biden and Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local waters. Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce's legal team sued the DNR on behalf of two large farms last year. They say that requiring large-scale farms to get the permits is burdensome regulation. Earlier this year, a judge ruled that the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin heads to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team wraps up their regular season schedule with a tough matchup against number 3-ranked Purdue in Indiana. Tip-off time Sunday at 12:30. The Badgers finally with a win last night, 78-66, over Rutgers at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
There wasn't a lot of set calls, and that's what you have to do against that type of defense is, you know, we run a little ball screen motion, but most time we were coming scattered.
The Badgers women's hockey team in Minneapolis to face Minnesota in the final faceoff tourney. The Badgers' Kirsten Sims named the WCHA Player of the Year. Baseball, Brewers beating the White Sox 8-2. So what's the key to success in the major leagues?
Don't make it about you. Always make it about the other person or make it about other people. Don't make it about you. Don't let your mind go there. Your job, your pay, your next promotion, your next job. Just keep your head down. That would be my advice. Be passionate.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain and snow showers and lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then some sunshine for the afternoon and highs into the low 40s. Sunny and up to the mid-40s on Sunday, mid-50s by Monday, low 60s Tuesday. Right now it's 31.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumah Mabadik. It is Friday. It is the end of the week. It's Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. Whatever's on your mind, feel free to give us a shout. Wow, you saw the State of the Union address last night. If you didn't, you missed something extraordinary. I mean, Dark Brandon showed up. And anybody who says this guy is too old and Sean Hannity is worried that Joe Biden was too amped up. Yeah, in Sean Hannity's mind, Biden was going to kind of go out there with a walker, right? And,
well, I want to talk to you all tonight, but I'm not sure. I think it's past my nap time, so we'll talk later.
I mean, that clearly he was expecting something like that, but it's not what he got. Joe Biden just took it to them. And a fine thing it was, just a fine thing it was. Some of my favorite moment was when he pulled a switcheroo on Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, she was wearing this clown outfit, including a cap that said "Make America Great Again 2020," which is against the rules of the House. You don't wear political and campaign material into the House when it's in session. But she did it anyway because she's trash, right? I'm not calling her trailer trash anymore because, you know, good people live in trailers. Like I said yesterday, Louise and I lived in a trailer for 3 years. Our youngest daughter was born in one. But wow. She was there, you know, on behalf of this young woman who was killed by an undocumented alien. Biden referred to him as an illegal, which has pissed off a few Democrats. But hey, get over it. She started yelling at him, say her name, and he did. And he turned to her parents and said, I lost a child too. I know how hard this is. At the time that she was trying to shout over him. I mean, what a complete ass. It's just incredible. The right wing take on it is hilarious too. The Washington Examiner, the headline, these are headlines from the writing, thewriting.com. A small speech by a shrinking president. Right? Biden, this is from National Review, Biden loudly panders to his progressive base. Washington stand, the lies and myths in Biden's 2024 State of the Union address. Wall Street Journal, Biden's partisan state of disunion. The Daily Caller, Biden focuses on issues Americans care least about in his biggest speech of his presidency. PJ Media, Biden's handlers really overshot his State of the Union uppers dosage. Right. The only guy we know of who snorts Adderall is Donald Trump and his son Don Jr., if the news reports are to be accurate. Speaking of Trump, by the way, he just posted a $91 million bond so that he can appeal the E. Jean Carroll verdict. This is going to get interesting. The bond was actually paid out by Chubb, the big insurance company, which means that Trump had to give them $10 million or thereabouts that he'll never get back. You know, it's like posting with a bail bondsman, which means that when Trump refuses to pay, Chubb is going to get screwed. That's going to be interesting. Anyhow, back to the State of the Union. By the way, I neglected to give you an outline of the program today. We've got the, first of all, the State of the Union, of course, and how Trump ends Social Security. This is my op-ed today, and the crazy alert about Hannity. In the second hour, Russians are intervening in our election. Yes, they are right now. And the New York Times actually outed this. It's an amazing story. I'm surprised it's not getting more national coverage. And a geeky science, a health alert. Oscar Mayer's getting serious about plant-based foods. Oscar Mayer, really? The meat company? And in the third hour of our program, a Republican senator is blocking a conservative colonel's promotion because he criticized racism in 2020. Honest to God, Republican senators now are defending racism and are offended when someone says, please don't be racist. I'll tell you about that in the third hour. And ADHD, study the lives of other unique people in our third hour. So, a lot to talk about. Biden was just trolling the hecklers last night. He said, in November, my team began serious negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. At which point, classless Republicans in the in the chamber started yelling no and booing. And so Biden goes, oh, you don't think so? You don't like that bill, huh? The conservatives got together and said it was a good bill. I'll be darned. That's amazing. And then as they're trying to heckle him, he points out, he says, that bipartisan bill would hire 1,500 more security agents and officers, 100 more immigration judges to help tackle the backlog of 2 million cases, 4,300 more asylum officers, and new policies so they can resolve cases in 6 months instead of 6 years. Now, what are you against? At which point they shut up. You know, Mike Johnson had declared that the bill on the border wall, Ukraine and the Middle East, was dead on arrival. Biden made it clear he doesn't think it's dead on arrival. Mike Johnson, by the way, did you watch this guy, this little guy doing this bobblehead routine? You know, the Republicans did not stand up and applaud, as far as I can tell, for anything, which is pretty amazing. I mean, you know, Biden talks about FDR, right? He says, tonight I come to this chamber to address the nation. Now it's we who face an unprecedented moment in the history of the Union. And yes, my purpose tonight is to wake up the Congress and alert the American people. And he's talking about Russia, right, and Putin. And he says, you know, I will not bow down to Putin like Trump did. And the Republicans just sit there stone-faced while everybody's applauding. The Republicans are now overtly, explicitly, publicly embracing a dictator with nuclear weapons. How did this happen? Oh, I get it. And you know, Putin now, basically, Putin's trolls own social media. And he says, if anybody thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. But Ukraine can stop Putin. If we stand with Ukraine and give them the weapons they need to defend themselves. And again, you know, Mike Johnson, not saying a word, not applauding, nothing. It's really quite remarkable. And then there was the State of the Union response. Did you see this? This is, you know, Katie Britt. We're watching this. First of all, she's in her kitchen, right? A Republican woman in her kitchen. Like, hey, this is where Republican women are supposed to be, right? In the kitchen or in the bedroom? That's it. So number one. Number two, she's got the little cross around her neck. Of course, that was predictable. It's called pandering. Although maybe she wears it all the time, I don't know, but she had to display it. But number three, I mean, about 2 minutes into her speech, Louise turns to me and goes, she's auditioning for the role of Scarlett O'Hara. It was like Gone with the Wind all over again. It was just, she was on the verge of tears. She was, you know, she went back. It was like a seventh grade acting audition. It was pathetic. And she really had nothing to say. I mean, she had no specifics. She was like, oh, it's a terrible time in America. America is not good to America, you know, and we're not good because we've got all these brown-skinned people coming in from the southern border, and Biden won't do anything about it. And Biden had just given a speech saying, hey, give me the bill so we can seal up the border. I mean, anybody who watched both speeches had to be watching her going, really? What world does this woman live in? I thought it was rather pathetic. And our crazy alert, this is a jacked up. This is Sean Hannity last night. His speech was so hyped up, it was bizarre. It's even frightening to me. Oh, Sean, let me give you a hug. He spent most of the night shouting, speeding through his speech, and clearly overcompensating from the normal everyday Joe that can barely string two sentences together. Yeah, right. You can't have it both ways, Sean. Either he's competent or he's incompetent. And last night did not look like incompetent. He goes on to say, I might call him jacked up Joe, and that's being charitable. He sounded like a hyper-caffeinated, angry old man. Yeah, well, he's got something to be pissed off about. You and your buddies are trying to throw a fellow democracy to the wolves. He says, Biden's address was literally filled with jacked up Joe screaming lie after lie. Lies? I didn't notice any. But, you know, that's me. I just, you know, tend to pay attention to things like this. So, anyhow, as I said, it's Anything Goes Friday. I've got to tell you about Trump ending Social Security. I'll do that after the break briefly. And I'll be picking up your calls. So what say you about anything that's on your mind? As I said, Anything Goes Friday or Anything Goes Weekend. We'll be right back, 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whether you're broadcasting to Waukesha or 101 traffic on the interstate, broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and good exercise routine, but I also love Superbeats heart chews. That's how I get my daily blood pressure support. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeats heart chews. That's why I've been taking them for almost a decade. They're so convenient. I love that. Superbeats heart chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based and no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. TomLovesBeets.com. 22 minutes past the hour, so my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. I'm surprised this issue did not come up. I mean, maybe I missed it, but I don't think that Joe Biden mentioned it in his speech, nor did Katie Britt mention it in her rebuttal. And that is that Donald Trump has promised to end Social Security, essentially. In all four of the budgets that he introduced to Congress during the 4 years that he was president, in each one of them, there were major cuts to Social Security and Medicare. Those cuts did not get put into law, but he proposed that. And in 2020, he campaigned on ending the payroll tax. Remember that? He came out and he said, we're going to just end the payroll tax altogether. Well, the payroll tax funds Social Security and Medicare. You end the payroll tax, you don't have Social Security and Medicare anymore. So number one, Trump wants to gut Social Security. Number two, the Republican Study Committee, which has 175 of the 219 Republican members of Congress, released their annual budget last summer, and they call for a draconian cuts in Social Security. In fact, they say that the reforms in the RSC budget would not affect benefits for any senior in or near retirement, but anybody else, you are SOL. In other words, quote, the system is broken and we're going to gut it, but not for the older voters the GOP needs. They're just going to stick it to the millennials, the Gen Z, and Gen X with the pain, right? Similarly, Project 2025, this nearly 900-page right-wing blueprint for gutting the American middle class, ending voting rights, imposing Christianity on all Americans, killing public schools, and ending women's abortion and birth control rights, also has Social Security in its crosshairs. In fact, they note in that, in Project 2025, it says existing statutory language in the Social Security Act does not prohibit non-public organizations from administering the program. In other words, the big banks could take over Social Security right now. You don't even have to change the law. All you need is Donald Trump as president to wave a wand and make it happen. And then those big New York banks can skim billions off the top of the trillions in the Social Security Trust Fund and share that money with their CEOs, their stockholders, and, you know, with the members of Congress that they have bribed and the judges that they have bribed. I mean, you know, Citizens United made that all legal, right? Medicare Advantage scammers are doing that right now, paying off Congress like there's no tomorrow. 13 years ago, I debated Stephen Moore on this program about Social Security, and he kept calling it a Ponzi scheme and saying Americans, you know, let Americans own their own money. In other words, you know, just 401ks is his solution, right? Everybody should have a 401k, right? Well, everyone should have a 401k or something like it. I mean, everybody should be saving money, but that's not how it works when you're living on the edge, which is the case for more than half of Americans. More than half of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Other Republicans on this issue, Nikki Haley came right out and said that the retirement age of 65 is way too low. Apparently, she doesn't know it was raised to 67. You know, 2 years ago, by Ronald Reagan. He kind of reached out of the grave and did that. I mean, it was passed in 1986, I believe it was. Vivek Ramaswamy wants to fire 75% of the employees in the Social Security Administration, which means that nobody would ever be able to sign up again. Chris Christie says, we got to deal with this. Ron DeSantis three times voted to raise the retirement age to 70 and privatize the system. Senator Rick Scott wants to sunset it after 5 years. And as I mentioned, Trump proposed four different times to gut Social Security in each one of his budgets when he was president. Now, on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders has proposed a new law he calls the Social Security Expansion Act. And this is great. This right now, if you make more than $168,000 a year, you stop paying into the system. You don't pay any more Social Security tax. So, you know, Bernie's proposal basically is have the millionaires and billionaires and even $200,000 a year heirs, have them all pay into Social Security like everybody, like bus drivers and cops do, and also impose Social Security taxes on the types of income that wealthy people get, which is mostly dividends and capital gains. And you'll have enough money in the system to give everybody on Social Security in America a $2,400 a year raise and keep the system solvent for the next 75 years. So call your members of Congress, 202-224-3121, and tell them, please support Bernie Sanders' Social Security Expansion Act. It's a big deal. Obviously, it's not going to pass this year because of the House, you know, the House of Representatives is controlled by a troglodyte, a miniature one. But, you know, let's set this up for next year by getting a lot of support for it now.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And that said, I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
Keeping your home for the Devil's Advocate. Weekday afternoon from 4 until 6. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Senate has approved a $468 billion budget bill that averts a partial government shutdown. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We built on the infrastructure law by providing billions to repair our roads and bridges and highways.
The vote was 75 to 22. On a post-State of the Union speech tour in Pennsylvania, President Biden urged Americans to elect more Democrats to Congress.
Send me to Congress so I can support this right, and I promise you, we take back Congress, we will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
A temporary port that the U.S. is planning to build to speed up aid to Gaza will take, quote, several weeks to get in place. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder says the U.S. will eventually provide 2 million meals to Gazans every day.
Once operational, the actual amount of aid delivered will depend on many variables and will likely scale over time.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to fire two more of Governor Evers' appointees. A state Senate committee Friday recommended John Miller and Dana Wachs be removed from the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate meets next week. The body has fired or rejected well over a dozen of the Democratic governor's appointees. People who fell into bad eating habits during the pandemic are trying to do better. Registered dietitian Bailey Holmquist recommends cutting out processed proteins.
I tell my patients, do what you're able to, but if we can get good grass-fed meat, pasture-raised eggs, wild-caught fish, so that we get the most nutrients out of those animals.
Holmquist says beans and peanut butter are good alternatives that cost less and are easier to find. March is National Nutrition Month. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain and snow showers and lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then some sunshine for the afternoon and highs into the low 40s. Sunny and up to the mid-40s on Sunday, mid-50s by Monday, low 60s Tuesday. Right now it's 31.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Minutes past the hour. So Heather Gardner over on Twitter or X or whatever you call it, I'm going to play a little audio out of my computer here, Sean, is doing a Katie Britt imitation, and I can't show it to you, but you can hear it.
My kids to school where there are books that aren't the Bible.
She kind of looks like Katie.
How can I explain this to my children, Bridgestone and Esther?
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a bad word in there. She runs over to the kitchen. Anyway, my apologies. So let's pick up your calls here. John in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, happy Friday, Tom.
Thank you, John. Back at you.
I was calling up because you know, although I've been critical of President Biden in the past, you know, I'm a Democrat, but, you know, I was getting frustrated with him. But it was a great speech yesterday. But now I'm really concerned because I think that I just want to get your take on this. I think we need persistence and consequences. There needs to be a persistent message out there that he gave the Democrats the messaging yesterday. They need to go out there and start preaching it persistently. I mean, that's how the Republicans got the Hunter Biden and Benghazi issues out there, because they didn't give up on them.
Yeah.
And there needs to be...
What were the issues, John, specifically that you think that the Democrats need to be pounding on? Typically, you want to, you know, limit it to three.
I think the number one thing is just hit on that issue about the difference between Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump when it comes to dealing with Russia.
Yeah.
My gosh, just giving away, you know, let them do whatever the hell they want. Compare that to contrasting against tear this wall down.
Yep.
That was so effective. They just keep doing that and then keep bringing up that issue about the Social Security. And the border. I mean, just this weekend, and then next weekend it could be something else. I mean, not I shouldn't say it that way, but it should be like everyone showing up on these news shows should have an agenda and not answers. I mean, that's what the Republicans do. I've watched news shows all the time, and you can tell these Republicans, they have no interest in answering the question. They've got an interest in getting their story out.
Right. They show up with their talking points prepared.
Not show up with that mindset. They think it's 1970 and they're getting interviewed by Jack Anderson or David Brinkley. It's not the case anymore.
I agree, John. I agree. Although I think they're getting better at it.
Just one little thing I didn't, and this is a bit controversial. I just want to get your take on it. When I talk about consequences, I think one of the reasons, because I'm here in Florida, one of the reasons the Republicans, I think, are so effective is that they show immediate consequences to their political enemies. I mean, they just dismantled a great institution here. We have a great university here, a great college here in Sarasota. They just completely dismantled it and turned it into a conservative bastion overnight. Yeah. They went after Disney. I mean, they did it immediately. So I'm wondering, like, when you get a situation like Tommy Tuberville, where he's saying, you know, he's holding up promotions, you don't even have to do it. Just say you're considering it. Say, this guy is a danger to our military. Maybe we shouldn't have so many military operations coming out of Alabama. Maybe we need to cut back.
I agree. They should be punished. And I think more often it needs to be said that Tommy Tuberville is doing Vladimir Putin's work and has been ever since he helped.
Absolutely.
You know, he was in Trump's hotel January 5th. That night, he was up in Trump's private quarters with the rest of the seditionists plotting for the following day. And he has never been held to account for that. In fact, he denied he was even there until all the pictures came out. So we know he was up to something no good because he was denying that he was even there. And then of course, the pictures came out of him there and the other people who were there bragging about Tommy Tuberville was here with us. Well, that was cool, as we planned to overthrow the government. So, yeah, I'm with you. John, thank you very much. Gordon in O'Brien, Oregon. Am I saying that right, Gordon?
It's O'Brien. Yes. Okay. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, I'm the same age you are, and this was the greatest State of the Union address I have ever seen.
Me too.
I haven't seen them all, but did you notice in the beginning that Mike Johnson did not introduce Joe Biden?
Yeah, Johnson blamed Biden for that last night on Fox News. He said that Biden just started talking. He didn't wait for me to introduce him. Did it look differently to you?
I say good.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I said. I say good. Yeah. Biden really surprised me. He started out attacking, and he never let up.
Yep.
He just, like, went after him.
Yep. It was
the entire time.
It was a beauty to behold. It really was.
Yeah, you know, he put the knife in him and kept turning it.
Yep.
And the only time they stood up was when there was a mention of some civil rights thing, you know.
So they did stand up once?
One time, and it was something about the civil rights.
Interesting.
You know, and the other thing is Biden mentioned my predecessor 13 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's baiting Trump. And Trump's going to say something, and Biden's going to come back. And he ought to say something, you know, start building it up in later speeches and say, my Nazi predecessor.
My Putin-loving
predecessor.
Would probably be enough.
Yeah. Then he would say it once. He's already called him un-American. There was a point in the speech last night when he was talking about his interaction with Putin and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and he said, well, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
He should have said, and he has said it before in public, he should have said that's un-American.
Right, and unpatriotic. Yeah,
I think he's got him baited, and he can start playing with him, and then the other Democrats can keep picking up on it.
Yep.
You know, and in the very beginning, he invoked FDR.
Yep.
Bernie was so happy.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, how Bernie had been pitching that to him.
Yeah. And, you know, Bernie, you know, after the speech, you know, he was grinning and shaking his hand.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing is the espionage thing. People don't mention it very often, but Trump, you know, what he was doing, he was selling state secrets.
I believe so.
For hundreds of millions of dollars. He's transactional.
So.
Of course he was selling them.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
I believe so. And he's got, I believe he still has some. And he's meeting with Viktor Orban today. And Viktor Orban is bringing a diplomatic pouch with him so he can take documents back to Putin if he wants.
Probably a great big pouch. It's probably more like a suitcase.
I mean, you know, Trump needs $500 million and Putin's easily got $500 million. So, what's he going to send over to Russia with Mr. Orban today?
More
minds want
secrets.
To know. There you go. Gordon, thank you. Well said. Amen. Thank you. Karen in Yanktown, South Dakota. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey, thanks for what you do. And I admit I have a little bit more hope today because Biden's State of the Union was really great. I'm almost your age, and I agree with the last caller. It was probably one of the greatest I've heard.
Yeah.
And but here comes the but. I'm extremely concerned with the constitutional hardball being played, especially right now by the Supreme Court and the smirking religious zealot Speaker of the House that was sitting behind President Biden last night.
Yeah.
Constitutional hardball is well discussed and identified in Levitsky and the Black Book, Tyranny of the Minority. It should be a must listen for everybody because it is how Orban, like you said, visiting Mar-a-Lago today, won in and took over in Hungary.
Mm.
And then another book that's really important right now for us to come back and revisit because it's a little bit older, is Malcolm Gladwell's book called Outliers.
Mm-hmm.
Because Trump is an outlier in terms of all the thousands of judicial cases that he's had, many of them frivolous, which you're not supposed to get to do. I mean, look at 60 cases in the 2020 election,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So what I'm saying is we are at risk of constitutional hardball overturning our democracy in an autocracy And I think Mike Johnson, especially on January 3rd and January 6th, could make a huge difference because of the constitutional gaps that we have.
Yeah.
And it could easily end our multiracial democracy, which we haven't had for very long. We've only had it since the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act in 65, and they've been weakening that through the Supreme Court for years now.
Yeah, no, and John Roberts, I mean, gutting the Voting Rights Act, saying, well, we don't have racism in America anymore. Look, we had a black president, so it's all over. I'm with you, Karen. Thank you. What an amazing time we live in, huh? I mean, we're so privileged, actually, to be alive in this moment. You know, every day I wake up going, wow, thank you for this day. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I sense a change in the air here, a political change in America. I think this is a very positive moment. What say you?
Whether you're broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 on the interstate, broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's THOM.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature. The feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit, and their coat got shinier and their energy levels went up. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Picking up your calls here, Charlie in Homosassa, Florida. Am I saying that right, Charlie?
Yeah, Tom, it's up by Crystal River on the west coast of the state.
Thanks for taking my call.
It's an ancient site around here. But anyway, thanks for all the stuff you do. I support you in all your efforts to educate the public on what's really going on behind the scenes. But, you know, I have two points I wanted to make. The first was with the Supreme Court considering presidential immunity, which is a ridiculous idea. We don't live in a monarchy. Right. The other thing that happens is even if they say no, you know, a president doesn't have full immunity, and Trump gets reelected and he pardons himself, what's the difference? So right. I think we need to address the idea that a president can't pardon himself. I don't know how you'd make that change.
Yeah, although Nikki Haley promised that she would pardon him if she got elected. But, you know, yeah, she's gone now. So I agree, Charlie. But, you know, the Supreme Court is going to hold that card close to their vest until, you know, the time that it drops in their lap. Hopefully it won't happen, in the next year.
Let's see what happens there. I mean, the other thing that I wanted to get your feedback on regarding aid to Ukraine, which if we don't give them aid and they fall, I mean, it's got a little like you were saying earlier in the show, it's going to be the beginning of World War III.
Yep.
And I'm thinking back to World War II. FDR had the same type of Congress he was dealing with in a lot of ways where they didn't want to get involved in a war. And he came up with a lend-lease program.
And they went crazy, by the way, when he did that. The Republicans were furious. Half the speech, well, not half, but maybe 20% of the speeches in Rex Stout's illustrious Dunderhead book are condemning him for loaning, you know, the military weaponry and ships to England.
So I think we should go down that road because unless they get what they need, you know, Russians they're going to go after parts of Poland, and you know, we need to step up and prevent World War III.
Well, there's a discharge petition floating around, and maybe they'll be able to bring that out in the next week or two. But Biden may be doing some things in the background that we're not aware of. I just don't know. But I would like to see him. I'm just not sure what his options are at this moment. But what we really need is for Congress.
The president has the. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we really need the House to pass the damn bill that passed the Senate. It's just that simple. And that's what Biden was calling last night.
Yeah, let's hope they do what needs to be done. But if not, you know, maybe there's some power the president has that is rarely used that gives them the ability to do a lend-lease type of a program.
Yeah.
One way or the other, we got to support Ukraine.
Amen. Amen. Charlie, thank you very much. Regina in Chicago. Hey, Regina, what's up?
Hi, Tom. So glad to get through. I was telling your screen. I woke up so happy.
Yeah.
not heavy in my heart.
Yeah, that speech was mental health fix that we all needed.
Pick me up. Yeah, pick me up. Then we need.
There you go.
You know, I've been wanting to call on Fridays, but then I get busy and can't get through. Mm-hmm. And one thing I wanted to address, it was so refreshing for our president to be so on point.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was all worried about his age and his this and how he's going to act. You know, this country doesn't respect our seniors.
You're right.
And
we have always worshipped youth, I think.
Yeah. For them to sit there in that great hall and not stand and be for just the general thing for our country.
Yeah.
It angered me. That was the one thing that angered me last night.
Yeah.
The selfishness.
Oh, when he called out Putin and the Republicans refused to applaud. I mean, that was shocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Republican Party is dead.
The anger of it. The dumbness that they showed, you know, yeah. You got to be pretty stupid to be on TV and to sit there and you can't stand up and you know, be for your country.
Yeah.
Just on a generic subject. And so to that point, I wanted to let you know about my auntie,
mm-hmm.
who will be 100 years old this year. And she's so on point. And so with it, knows everything. She used to be a superintendent
mm-hmm.
of one of the largest school systems in the country.
Yeah, Louise's mom is 95, and she's as lucid as I am. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, age doesn't need to slow people down.
It really doesn't. And I'm so glad that what he did last night shut up so many people on the other side that don't have good common sense to be respectful of how many seniors are in this country right now.
Right.
No, they disrespect us every day by bombarding us with telemarketing.
Your phone just started breaking up, Regina. I'm having a hard time.
Oh, did it?
Oh, now it's okay.
How about
you want to say that again?
I turned.
Now it's breaking up again. That's strange. Regina, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is strange.
Now it's back. Okay. Anyhow, Regina, thank you so much for the call. I'm going to let you go because there's something going on with your phone. But thank you so much. Your sentiments are so, you know, well said, and it really was. I mean, I mentioned, you know, a couple days ago that a week or two ago, my best friend died of COVID 3 weeks ago. And between that and Donald Trump getting the nomination again, I was starting to feel like, oh, my God. And but I'm back. I'm sorry. We're all back. I really think that America is back. And I think Joe Biden, you know, just gave us all the boost we needed. So it was a marvelous speech. God bless the man. We'll be back with more of Anything Goes Friday right after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Ball.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers.